Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. And on our talk and text line, we have on with us Zach Nagy from LSU Sports Illustrated. And it's time for our latest on LSU football and the transfer portal. It's all brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Before we get into the transfer portal, it would have been reported that Gabe Relaford would return to LSU, but he made that official today. Tell us a little bit about the development of Gabe Relaford, because we saw in spurts, he looked like a guy that can play and really help you up front along your defensive line.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And first of all, appreciate you guys having me on. It's always fun talking ball with you guys. But Gabe Relaford, man, this is a guy who's continuing to ascend, and he showed flashes of it during the 2025 season. A guy who really brought a lot to the table during spring camp, fall camp. Fast forward to the 2025 season, and he carried a ton of momentum into a big-time year for him. Ultimately did get cut short with that shoulder injury where he underwent surgery. But look, man, this is a guy who's a really talented player. And for him to return and kind of play in the purple and gold in 2026 is a big-time get for Lane Kiffin and company. A really talented guy, put on a ton of size, continues to really grow as a player. And I know Kevin Peoples, the edge rusher's coach, is going to be a big-time player in his development. But LSU bringing in Sterling Lucas as the new LSU kind of defensive line coach, that's a big-time move for him as well, who can kind of make his growth get to that next level. So he's done it with a lot of other players. Now he can do that with Gabe Relaford as well.
I'll get your thoughts today because, once Sam Leffert made the commitment and basically signed the deal, I wondered a bit. They had Landon Clark already from Elon, and then I knew they had continued to recruit Husan Longstreet, but my thing is, man, that's a couple schools out there that be looking for quarterbacks, and one of them had the really good decision today because he's staying at Oregon and Dante Moore, so Oregon's thrilled about that, and you wondered a little bit about where Miami or Florida would fall, and it looks like they're going after Riola, so your thoughts on Longstreet? I saw him play quite a bit in high school. They list him at 6 foot. I don't think he's quite that, but that doesn't really matter. Man, he can play, and he can throw off the waggle. Man, he's really good off the edge, And in the games I saw him play in this year for USC, he reminded me, you know, I grew up in an area where they got a lot of horses. And some of them, you know, they're gentle. They fine. And then some of them, you get sort of close to them, and, man, they bolt out away from you. That's what he reminded me of. Man, if defensive lineman getting too close, man, that first guy that I'm supposed to throw to, he's covered. I'm taking off running. He brings you that element to the table, and you don't know with the Sam Levitt injury exactly when he'll be back, you hope, by the early part of the summer. But he could see playing time certainly in 2026, but he looks to be the future for LSU football at quarterback.
Absolutely, Mike. And Longstreet's a gamer. This is a guy, like you said, listed at 6 foot, probably not 6 foot, but he gives me a lot of Russell Wilson flashes. And, of course, when you get compared to an NFL guy, it sets lofty expectations, right? But to me, when I watch him play, that game style really reminds me of Russell Wilson. This is a guy who, like you said, can throw on the run, can do a lot of different things with his legs as well. So he's a guy that's continuing to ascend during his time in college, obviously coming off of his true freshman season with USC. Didn't see the playing time that he would have liked to have had. But nonetheless, for a guy of that caliber to hit the portal, a former five-star, top 25 guy in America, once he hit the portal, he was a hot commodity. Lane Kiffin circled him as one that he really wanted in this class, and he wasn't going to take no for an answer. You hit the nail on the head there as well when you said once they got Sam Levitt, the current expectation was that they probably wouldn't get Longstreet in the mix. But nonetheless, Lane Kiffin put together a really strong pitch, him and Dane Stevens, the quarterback's coach. And that's, hey, spring camp's coming around, and Sam Levitt's still going to be recovering from that foot injury. You can take a ton of QB1 reps and carry that momentum into the rest of the offseason. You'll get playing time, of course, in year one in a couple of different games. The selling point was there, and then you get to be the face of the franchise moving into 2027 and 2028. It kind of sold itself, and here we are. Longstreet put pen to paper, and there's a big-time addition for the program.
We'll throw your names of a couple offensive linemen. Now, it's been a dead period where you can't visit the campus because of the coaching clinic. But Devin Harper, what's the newest on him? Devin was a guy that I think has kind of went back and forth with exactly where he wants to go. I saw him play at Calvary Baptist in Shreveport. Man, he's a big dude. I always thought he was a right side guy, either right tackle, right guard. But your thoughts on Devin Harper and where he could end up?
I love Devin Harper. A guy obviously was committed to LSU for quite some time during his prep career and had Brian Kelly and company putting the foot on the gas for him during his time as the head coach of the LSU Tigers. And fast forward a couple months later, closing in on the early signing period, and flipped his decision to join Ole Miss. And he signed with them and spent his true freshman campaign there. Didn't get a lot of playing time, and here we are. He's back in the portal. This is one that LSU is really heavily linked to, one that I think they're going to continue to prioritize as his transfer portal process moves on. I'd be pretty surprised to not see him land in LSU's 2026 transfer portal hall, one that can really help boost the trenches. And LSU's in need of guys, Mike. They only have four guys committed in the transfer portal right now in this big-time hall that Kiffin's put together. But nonetheless, you've lost eight guys to the portal, so you got to go out and get some reinforcements. And I think Devin Harper is going to be one that they're going to put a foot on the gas on to make sure that he lands in Baton Rouge.
Jordan Seaton, man, he was a highly recruited football player at IMG. He surprised some people. He ended up at Colorado. Everybody thought maybe he would stay in Florida, but that didn't really happen. He started 22 games. I've watched him. Really good athlete. Man, can move his feet well. Physically needs to get a little bit stronger. But now Monday, he throws his name into the portal, and all of a sudden he becomes the top left tackle out there in the transfer portal. Your thoughts on LSU and Jordan Seaton, and will they get a visit by the end of the weekend?
Yeah, Jordan Seaton is the cream of the crop, man. This is a plug-and-play guy. No worries at all. He's going to step in at the left tackle slot and be a starter wherever he lands and ultimately be a first-round draft pick, Mike. I mean, this guy is fantastic. And the way that I look at it is LSU can go out and break the bank and pay him $3 to $4 million and go and get that kind of splashy kind of addition in Jordan Seaton, or you can go and get a couple of guys that you know you need. Go get some reinforcements there. It might not be the flashiest name in the book, but Sean Tompkins is a guy that I'm looking at from Baylor. He's committed to North Carolina right now, currently on a visit to LSU because he didn't sign paperwork with the Tar Heels just yet. So he's still technically a free agent. All he has is a verbal commitment on the table. So for me, Jordan Seaton is, of course, that splashy addition that I think LSU fans would love to have. But you don't have to go and break the bank on one guy when you can utilize those funds to go get two or three really strong offensive linemen as well. I'm looking at Sean Tompkins and Telic Lockett as two guys that LSU is heavily recruiting and two guys that I hope that they can get over the finish line.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the things, too, is that you talked about adding depth, and I also look at it that you never have enough good cover people at cornerback, safety. And then also, Mansoor Delane's brother, who was a highly recruited safety, ends up not seeing a lot of playing time for the Buckeyes last year. And he labeled LSU a dream school. So I would look maybe getting another linebacker, maybe another corner, but safety, because that's been an area – this year was pretty doggone good, man. They hit big with the two transfer portal guys at safety. Your thoughts on Delane and how interested is he in LSU? Is it more than just a talk, or is there another school heavily involved with Raheem?
Yeah, Delane's a really talented player. I mean, there's a reason why the Ohio State Buckeyes pursued him so aggressively and ultimately got his signature. There are a bunch of SEC schools in the mix here. A lot of Kentucky buzz when it's kind of talking about Delane. I'm sure LSU has made contact in that regard, but they feel strong about that safety room right now. You bring back Deshaun Spears. Of course, you have DeMarcus Cooley in the mix too. And then you bring in Ty Benefield, a really talented safety from Boise State. So they've got a lot of talent at the top, but to what you were saying, depth is going to be crucial. I'm not quite sure if Raheem Delane would want to come in and be kind of a depth piece right now. He wants to see the field. And I think there are going to be a lot of opportunities where he could do just that. But don't get me wrong, LSU would take him in a heartbeat. This is an uber-talented player. He just might be looking elsewhere to try to get on the field instantaneously.
I feel like that's the case for a lot of players in the portal era, Zach. And I think that's what makes what Lane Kiffin and his staff have done so impressive, especially at the quarterback and the wide receiver room. I mean, 28, 29 additions in the portal so far, nine of which have been receivers. I don't think all those guys are going to get that much playing time necessarily. You're going to be battling it out to see who sees the field the most. But the fact that Coach Kiffin, you know, entering the year, I think he only had a couple of pieces remaining from the 2025 receiver room. He had to revamp that room completely, and he did just that, adding nine different pieces. And one thing that stands out about it, Zach, I'll get your thoughts on some of the top receivers that they've added. A lot of dynamic playmakers that you bring in for this offense in 2026. A lot of deep threats as well. You know, guys like Jackson Harris from Hawaii and Trey Brown from Old Dominion were top 10 in the entire country as far as yards per catch. But also Jace Brown is someone that Mike and I really enjoy. He's a dynamic playmaker. Trey Wilson, a highly recruited guy out of high school, maybe didn't get the ball enough at Florida, but he's also really, really solid. Just want to get your thoughts on the wide receiver room, because that feels like it's something that Coach Kiffin and his staff attacked early and often in the portal, and they've built up a really nice room.
Yeah, they have, Charlie. I mean, they've done a fantastic job in that regard. And when you talk about retooling the room, I mean, it's a complete turnover. You have one wide receiver coming back from the 2025 roster, and that's true freshman Phillip Wright from Destrehan. I mean, you have retooled that entire room. It's a complete overhaul between the NFL draft, transfer portal, et cetera. So they had to go out and get to work and go get some reinforcements, and they've done just that and then some. Like you said, Jace Brown really catches a lot of people's attention. A productive player at Kansas State, has done a lot with a little over there with the Wildcats. Jackson Harris, a deep threat connoisseur, a guy who can really, really thrive going downfield. We know Sam Levitt likes to throw the long ball. We know Longstreet can throw the long ball. He's very complimentary to what these quarterbacks can do. A guy that I'm keeping tabs on is Old Dominion wide receiver Trey Brown. I think he's super talented, man. 6'2", 180. Put a couple more pounds on him to get ready for SEC play. And I think he's going to be a really talented wideout in this room. Eugene Wilson or Trey Wilson, whichever one you'd like to call. A super talented player with SEC experience, of course, from Florida. So those are just kind of your top four right now that put pen to paper with LSU. Really talented players, really revamped that room. And Lane Kiffin likes to spread the rock around. We saw him do that during his time at Ole Miss. We saw this year with Trinidad Chambliss really passing to a lot of different wideouts over there in Oxford. I would like to assume that they're going to keep that exact same scheme rolling here in Baton Rouge. You got a lot of talent to work with. Now it's time to maximize it. I think he'll do just that.
One of the things, Zach, I was told by somebody at LSU is the amount of time Lane Kiffin has spent kind of setting up the transfer portal, and maybe guys in the February period that he could go out that maybe they had a coaching change and so that they're out of that commitment thing. But it seems to be a really coordinated, well-coordinated effort by Coach Kiffin and his staff to piece this together in a short period of time. And you knew you were going to lose people. That happens every time you have a coaching change. Man, what? You didn't recruit me. I'm going somewhere else. But I think Coach Kiffin has done a really good job, and he's burned a lot of the midnight oil at LSU, spending a lot of time on players. And I go back to what Coach O had told me. Mike, he is different as a talent evaluator. It's almost like the game is slowed down when he watches film with him, and he can see stuff in players. He say, yo, I'm an O-line coach, offensive line, defensive line. That I can tell you about. But he can see all 22, and he's a really good talent evaluator. I think we're fixing to find out how all that works out, because with so many new pieces, you got to make this happen and fast. No, LSU fan want no 8 wins. Come on, you got to get double digits in year one.
Yeah, and no doubt, Mike. You talk about championship expectations in Baton Rouge. That is exactly what Lane Kiffin knows that he's stepping into. But from a talent evaluation perspective, like you said there, I think that's a super critical component to what he's doing with this roster. He was always going to get those big-time guys. He was going to get the 5-stars. He was going to get the top-ranked players. But from the top down, this entire transfer portal class is really, really talented. I look at the offensive line haul that they have right now. It's only 4 guys at the moment. They'll go out and get 2 to 3 more guys. But from a talent evaluation perspective, the 4 guys that they signed are super quality guys. And they're not coming from big-time programs other than Tennessee. You look at what he did at the JUCO ranks, going out and getting Jacoby Jones, a super talented player who was expected to go to Georgia Tech, ultimately went the JUCO route. Super talented guy, Mike. This guy can really step in, and I look forward to seeing him get a big-time role here at LSU. You look, they went to NC Central and went and got Jaquan Sprinkle, another really talented player that they think that they found a hidden gem in. So for me, you were always going to get those big-time 5-stars, those number-one ranked players, et cetera. It's Lane Kiffin we're talking about, and you pair that with the brand that LSU is, it's a recipe for success. But you got to be able to build a roster, build out depth pieces, and you got to have talent from top to bottom. He's done that so far, and he's really showcased this recruiting prowess that he's known for across what's only been 45 days in Baton Rouge.
Zach, one of the things I think gets overlooked, you know, because you get caught in the tornado around Lane, okay, with, you know, what he does social media-wise, how he's handled things. But what gets overlooked, everybody knows he is a real kind of offensive genius and the way he sets things up and has plays. But I think it's overlooked his talent evaluation skills and fit players. I talk about this all the time at draft time. There may be 3, 4, 5 guys every year. No matter where they end up, the production's the same. Everybody else is a little bit of a fit. What he was able to do at Ole Miss in finding the right fit players, to me, is amazing. Because a lot of those guys were not the highly ranked guys. Okay, they were more the 2 or 3 star guys, but they fit what he did offensively, defensively, special teams. And to think about their strengths, look at the place kicker. Okay, he didn't start at Ole Miss. Kawan Lacy, he started at Missouri before he came there. Trinidad Chambliss, Ferris State, and look what he's done at Ole Miss. I think what gets overlooked here, he's got a good eye for talent and what fits what he does.
Spot on. Man, there's not much better that I can say on that front other than the fact that you pair all of those traits that he has there with the development aspect as well. I think LSU's notorious for going out and getting big-time talent, but you're not able to develop them is what we've seen over the last couple of years, specifically on the offensive line. When you look at Lane Kiffin, it's about fit. It's about going out and finding those hidden gems and then developing them. He brought over almost his entire offensive staff from Oxford, and like you said, we saw Kawan Lacy take his game up to the next level. We saw Trinidad Chambliss take his game up to the next level. So from a fit perspective, they fit his scheme like a glove. He went out and replicated that with the transfer portal hall in Baton Rouge right now with a Sam Levitt type of dual-threat quarterback. Reminds you a little bit of Chambliss in a way. Now you start to see how they can develop as well in Baton Rouge. Again, it's a really big recipe for success. They have all the talent in the world. Now it's about developing them, getting them to mesh. And I think you're going to be in store for a really big-time 2026 campaign in Baton Rouge.
I think they'll have a lot of press from outside Louisiana watching what goes on here because Lane has been the magnet, and he's the talk. I've done so many shows away from Louisiana. Their first question's about Lane Kiffin, not about no player or players. Man, it's all about Coach Kiffin. So he'll have the big spotlight on him. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate time and insights, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, Zach. Right,
thank you. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. That LSU football report was brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. Keep up with Lane Kiffin's latest moves and all the breaking news about LSU football right here on the Big 870 WWL. Got a feeling I'll be busy the next couple of days with that as we close up the transfer portal period.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.